Hello, I'm Emily Thomas with the BBC News. Israeli forces have taken control of the Gaza side of the Rafah crossing with Egypt as their ground operation continues in the southern city crowded with Palestinian civilians. The Rafah crossing and another, Kerem Shalom, are now closed. Aid groups have raised the alarm about the impact on operations. Louise Wateridge in Rafah for the UN's Agency for Palestinians explained what a possible ground offensive would mean for people there.
It's devastating for the people here. There is a lot of fear spreading. For many people, this is not the first time that they have been forcibly displaced. This has happened repeatedly. But when they arrive at a new place, there's no infrastructure, there's no clean water. People are moving out of fear of their lives and just trying to get away from the imminent danger that is apparently going to arrive in Rafah.
President Putin is being sworn in for another six-year term at an opulent Kremlin ceremony, formally extending his quarter of a century rule over Russia. The EU and Washington are boycotting today's ceremony. The former US national security official, Fiona Hill, a longtime observer of Mr. Putin's rise, says his first two terms were marked mainly by pragmatism, but that has changed.
He really did many of the things that he set out to do, which was stabilise the country politically. He made the country solvent again. Russians, I would say, were living their best lives. The Russian economy and the Russian system was performing better than at any other previous time in its history. And now the war in Ukraine, I would say, going back to the annexation of Crimea, has really dramatically changed that trajectory. He's turned himself into an imperialist instead of a pragmatist.
A man in Yunnan in southern China has killed two people and injured more than 20 in a knife attack at a hospital. Video footage appeared to show the assailant, a local villager, wielding a knife in the hospital lobby. He's now reported to be in detention. President Ramaphosa of South Africa has called for an investigation into the collapse of a five-storey building in the city of George, which has killed at least five people. Around 50 construction workers remain under the rubble of the building. 24 have been pulled to safety. Officials have established contact with some of those trapped. Shinkai Naoka is at the scene.
Rescuers worked frantically through the night in a desperate search for survivors. Sniffer dogs and over 100 rescue workers are on site to boost the search efforts, with teams from as far afield as Cape Town, 400 kilometres away. Families of the missing wait anxiously for any news of their relatives. The death toll from the building collapse continues to rise. The local authority said 75 construction workers were on site when the five-storey apartment building crumbled. The cause of the collapse remains unknown.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Special services in Poland have discovered bugging devices in a room where the Polish cabinet was due to meet in the city of Katowice. Poland has seen increased spying activity since it became an international hub for humanitarian and military support for Ukraine. The Kenyan Olympic champion Eliud Kipchoge has told the BBC that he feared for the lives of his family after a campaign of online abuse wrongly linked him to the death of a fellow Kenyan marathon runner. He said that shortly after Kelvin Kiptum was killed in a car crash in February, stories began appearing online claiming that Kipchoge was somehow responsible. He said his mental health had suffered and called on social media companies to delete accounts of those posting false accusations. A who's who of A-list stars have attended one of the biggest annual events in the fashion calendar, the Met Gala in New York. This year's theme, the Garden of Time, prompted a host of extravagant plant-inspired garments on the red carpet at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Events are taking place to mark the 200th anniversary of the first performance of one of Western music's greatest masterpieces, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which culminates in the choral Ode to Joy with its message of universal brotherhood. Beethoven himself conducted its inaugural concert in Vienna, despite his almost total deafness. The British writer Stephen Fry relates what happened that night two centuries ago.
He was deaf. He was facing the orchestra, pounding out a rhythm that apparently was a little unstable with his back, of course, to the audience. And when it finished, there was an absolutely rapturous reception, a complete ovation, but he couldn't hear it. So he was gently turned round by one of the musicians to face people throwing their hats in the air and clapping very visually in order to show him how much they'd enjoyed it.
BBC News.